Saturday, August 14, 2021, 5:39 a.m. I realize it's pretty late here to start painting, but I'm starting to paint. I got up a little late for me, around 4 o'clock, so I had all these other things to do, deal with a dog, blah, blah, blah. I wasn't going to paint. I was going to go on my computer. I bought this new program that I'm playing around with and exploring. And I spent a lot of time with it this week, past week. And I also bought a book, not sold with the program, but somebody else wrote a book about the program. And I've been going through it, and it's very, very enlightening, because the program is very, very powerful and very complicated. There's all sorts of things that that aren't as intuitive as you might think they are. And so I realize that this is going to take, you could play with this program for years and still not be a master at it. But after playing with it for maybe 6 months, you'll be pretty good. And after about a year, you'll be really good. But mastering it, I don't know. They always, and then they turn around and they'll give you a new version. And hopefully they don't change too much. But you never know. So today is going to be a hot day, and out here in the studio/garage, it's pretty warm. I've got the fan on, got my shorts on. I'm going to go barefoot here for a while, and I'm going to start painting. So that's starting yesterday. I started taking care of my sister's cat again, and I got to do that again today. So that's something I got to deal with. I don't have to go for my walk today. I went for my walk yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, while my wife was down at the village feeding chickens, my friend Ray showed up, and I hadn't seen him for a while or spoken with him. And he came to my door to find out if I died or something, because he had been calling me, and I didn't answer. Well, when people call my cell phone, when I get a call on my cell phone, I don't necessarily answer it unless I recognize the number. He had changed his number, so I didn't answer it. And he didn't leave a message, so I didn't know it was him that called. So next time when he called again, I would answer it. He says, "Well, I don't leave messages." Well, then that's your fault. So he brought along one of his adopted daughters, and I hadn't seen her for a while. When I first saw her, she was maybe about 2 or 3 years old, and now she's 27. So it's kind of fun to think about how time passes. And so as far as art is concerned, that should have a bearing on art, because our experience in time is, it should be reflected in some way in what we do. Not apart from art too, you know. So growing and developing are some things that are pretty important. If you stay stagnant, doing the same thing, it'll wear on you. And anyway, so let me get the paintings instead of talking here, and we'll talk later. 6:37 a.m. Okay, I realize I haven't been painting very long, and I'm really getting into it, but I got to go out there and let the chickens out and water the plants. So I'm going to try to make a quick go of it and come back and paint. 7:14 a.m. Okay, so now I'm back. That's how long it took me to go out there, water everything, let the chickens out. And so I'm back to paint. Let's get going. 8:37 a.m. I'm going to take a little break here, go to the restroom, and my back is really starting to hurt. So I got to stretch out a little. So I'll be back to paint some more. Okay, 9:18 a.m. So besides using the restroom and stretching out a little, I took the dog out so I can, you know, I took him out right before I feed him and I fed him. So, but then I'm realizing, yeah, I have to make the wife some breakfast too, and I've got to go feed my sister's cat, Santiago. So I think I'll at least clean up for now. I could, if I might have time to come back and start all over again, which is okay with me. But clean up the stuff that needs to get cleaned up. Let me call this a wrap for this posting.